This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
And for today, that's Morning Edition here on WILL AM 580. I'm Jay Pierce. Thanks for listening. Dave Dickey joins us now with our opening commodity market report.
Thank you very much, Jay, and good Wednesday morning, everyone. Just minutes ago, the EIA released its weekly status report for U.S. petroleum stocks. The numbers look like this for the week ending March 27th. Crude oil up 2.8 million barrels to 359.4, and gasoline stocks up 2.4 million barrels to 216.8. The Dow Jones Industrial Average at 76.46 is up 38 points. The NASDAQ 1534 is up 6, and the S&P 500 at 801.25 is up 3.38.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time on this Wednesday morning. Kansas City May wheat opened at 5:69, down 4 1/4 on the open. July 5:80, down 4 1/4. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 5:29, down 3 3/4 on the open. July 5:41, down 4 1/4. July of 2010, 6:14, down 4 1/2 on the open. May corn opened at $4, down 4 3/4 on the open. July 4:09, down 5 3/4. September 4:17 3/4, down 6 1/4. December 4:30, down 5 3/4. March of 2010, 4:40 1/2, down 7. May 4:48 1/4, down 7. December of 2010, 4:41 3/4, down 6 on the open. May beans opened at 9:56, up 4 on the open. July 9:53, up 2 1/2. November 8:94, up 2. January 9:03, up 1. March of 2010, 9:08, down 1 1/2. May 9:15, down 1. July of 2010, 9:21, down 1 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 296, up 70 on the open. July 292.50, up 90. May soybean oil opened at 33.47, down 15 on the open. July 33.75, down 17. April live cattle opened at 83.55, down 37 1/2 on the open. April feeders 93.10, down 7 1/2. April lean hogs 60.30, down 5, and May bellies 86.30, down 25 on the open. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Dave.
I'm sure the talk is a follow-up of yesterday's reaction to the reports, namely, where is all the acreage? There's 5.4 million less in corn and beans, 7.8 million less overall. Is this marginal land going to get planted or not, Paul?
Yeah. And then you throw in about 1.1 million acres drop in the CRP. Well, one state that there was a big difference in acreage, of course, was Illinois from previous year of 380,000 acres, Missouri 361,000 acres, the Dakotas over a million plus acres, Kansas 550,000 acres, Texas, 846,000, Missouri, 361. So Minnesota, 280,000, and there was a lot of acres in the West. So there is a big discrepancy in that particular equation, and it will be interesting to guess what happens during the June planting time frame to see just what happens.
When you start crunching ending stocks numbers, you can come up with some interesting numbers, Paul.
Well, yes. And, you know, the first thing that we're looking at, of course, too, is we're looking at a very wet weather forecast over the next 2 weeks. We are looking also at Argentine bean production being smaller. We're also looking at a very dry western Kansas area continuing. And we're seeing commodity spreaders liquidating out of short soybean, long corn positions. So the market is in a lot of turmoil at this time.
So here I sit with corn hitting 435 again yesterday. What do I do about it as a hedger?
Well, a couple things. I've been a strong advocate of selling $4 corn at the bin. And people that did have their offers in and waited to the close last night, they got their, you know, price to some extent. But I think the big equation is I think selling $4 old crop corn is a good way to move old inventory into the system. It still equates. And as far as the new crop corn, I would be a little harder to sell. I think I'd go up in the 450 area. What we're finding is, Dave, of course, the marketplace from, you know, Commodity Week to all the weekend shows, a lot of Chicago commodity advisors all sold a lot of crop and futures on the General Motors debacle and are short probably at lower levels than where the market's trading right now. We also think that the soybeans, you know, in this middle $9 level to 10 is a good place to go on and move the inventory of old crop soybeans in the marketplace. And also, you know, $9 new crop beans isn't too bad a place to start the dribble as far as new beans are concerned. So there's a million opportunities out here, but we don't want to get in the old deal about shorting the dips, selling down on bad news. The marketplace has a lot of volatility, and it's not going to go to zero, and there's going to be a lot of opportunities between now and next harvest.
So you want to go 450 or better on that first 15%?
Yeah, I think so, and I wouldn't be in a big hurry. And the other deal is I know of some professors at some of the land-grant colleges don't agree with me, but I do think we are going to see the word inflation. We're going to inflate our way out of this, and we will ultimately see a weaker dollar in the next basically year to 2 years down the road.
How patient do you want to be with this plan? Do you want to play it out for several months?
Well, I think that it's a good game plan, and I think it's a way to play it. I still don't want to sell the dips and get bearish on the sell-offs, and so this patient selling rallies at least the $4 level at the terminals has worked, and I think will continue to work.
Sounds to me like you're turning slightly bearish to corn, and maybe thinking ending stocks could be closer to 1 than 1.8.
Well, I think it's a case of a function that we do need to move inventory into the marketplace. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the thing about 450 December futures is that still we still need a good 25-cent rally to get that, or 20 to 25-cent rally to get that job done.
Do you think there's going to be some spreading July, November going on here forward in the soybeans?
Yeah, the big factor here, of course, is it's a guessing game just how bad the Argentine crop is going to be. Mm-hmm. The Argentine Secretary of Agriculture yesterday said, no, the crop's not quite that low. They're wanting the farmer in Argentina to sell so they can get some government revenues into the system. So he's wearing two hats. You know, on one hand, you know, the farmers are reporting bad yields down there. But on the other hand, he doesn't want to get the farmer too bullish because the Argentine government's basically in financial troubles, you know, to a big extent, and they want the farmer to sell it so they can collect the tax on the farmer. The marketplace realizes that, and any export demand will probably come from either Brazil or the U.S., and that's what's keeping old crop soybeans so very strong.
What other key factors are you keeping a close eye these days?
Well, I think that another key factor, of course, is the weather. And, As I mentioned, the western wheat area still isn't getting enough rain. The Midwest is horribly wet, and so, you know, historically a delayed plant makes everyone in the marketplace put some caution as far as, later plants or planting is concerned. When we also were watching with a great deal of interest the fertilizer that is going on, but my opinion is that there's been a lot of fertilizer. There's a lot of fertilizer going on the corn stock ground, and so the big shift isn't here in East Central Illinois, in my opinion. There will be a few more acres of soybeans than last year, but it's not the major shift that we were looking at 30 to 90 days ago.
Thank you, Paul.
Have a nice day, Dave.
You too. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services. He is in Oakland, Illinois. Current tick, May wheat in Kansas City, 567 and three quarters. Now 567 and a quarter, down six. At the board to trade, May wheat 525 and a quarter, down 7.5. May corn 398 and a half, down 6.5. Now down 6.25. December 429, down 6.75. May beans 952.5, up 0.5. And November 893.5, up 1.5. You're listening to WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD2 and HD3 Urbana.